to Know Your True Self, a show dedicated to raising the consciousness of humanity. I'm Samantha.
And I'm James.
The great return of James Petrosi.
I am back, and I'm literally on my back laying on the couch as Samantha sits across from me, so this almost feels like I'm in therapy.
It is a little bit of a therapy session. We'll be unpacking what you've been going through. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, to be honest. I mean, for the last couple of weeks, you've been recovering from a really bad back injury. If you missed my solo episode last week, I mentioned that Jim was in the hospital for a period of time and has now been home recovering for about a week and a half, but it's still a very long journey and a long road ahead, which I'm sure can be a little bit discouraging and emotional.
The healing process is a very unique process for sure, but obviously there's a lot that's gone on within this whole experience, and this is one of many times that we've gotten to talk about it. But for this conversation, where would you like to start?
I guess, why don't you just describe what you're going through right now? What are you experiencing? What are you going through?
I think right now it's, being engulfed in the healing process. My time in the hospital was full of pain and medications and just trying to get myself stable. So upon returning home, you have that moment of joy. I'm sure anyone that's ever been through trauma or pain and an experience, and when you get to leave the cold hospital walls and back into the heart of the home, it feels so wonderful. And I was so grateful that my parents had come out to visit me while I was in the hospital. So when I was released, it was great to be around them. But, now I'm inside the healing process. And I think it's a process that's so miraculous when you think about all of the divine intelligence that's working through you, repairing you. But, it's at odds with your mind and your body, because the body wants to respond, it wants to go into action, and the mind obviously wants to achieve things, to perform, to work, to do tasks. And you have to have a lot of patience, a lot of calmness, a lot of time for meditation and prayer, but that does not leave you susceptible to the ongoing trauma that you're experiencing. It's a difficult and challenging moment in time for me, but also one that I'm learning a lot from.
I know you mentioned to me when you were going through this originally that this is probably one of the most traumatic events you've been through in your life. And that's saying a lot, given that you've had a long life and you've had different traumas throughout your lifetime, different medical things that have come up. But just to know that the level of pain you were experiencing throughout this time has been greater than anything you've ever experienced is super intense. How do you cope with that pain? I mean, you're still in the middle of it right now, so I understand you may not have all of the wisdom and learnings from someone that's looking back on a situation, but how are you coping with that on a day-to-day?
Aside from, the muscle relaxers and the other medicine for my nerves, coping with it is easier now because I have a sense of awareness. When I was in extreme pain, when we had to go to the emergency room, I felt like I was in a coffin of agony. Like, it was worse than pain. I know on the scale of consciousness, at the bottom of it, in a lot of scales of consciousness, you see the depths of human despair and sorrow. And, those are really dark places to be in. It's where a lot of depression happens. When you're engulfed in physical pain, it's the first time I've had that experience where you're in this like coffin of agony. You can't escape it. And awareness is so difficult to achieve. It's like your unconscious mind is just fighting and grasping to try to find some way to express itself, but it can only do so through very negative emotions. If you've seen I think it's Terminator 3 when the Terminator falls into the hot lava and starts freaking out and all these faces start coming out of him. It's sort of like that. Like, it's not cool. It's not
a good look.
Not a good look at all. But being within that darkness, sometimes that's referred to as Night of the Dark Soul. And Night of the Dark Soul, I thought I went through that once when I went through a big personal transformation and quit drinking. It was very cathartic to go through, but also very challenging and emotional. a lot of changes going on in my life. I had heard about Night of the Dark Soul as it refers to like depression, obviously, when people go through that, catastrophic loss, losing a loved one, a family member. I had also heard about it through painful experiences and agony. And I definitely experienced Night of the Dark Soul, and I haven't quite returned. You know, it's hard when you feel your field, your vibration, your energy system, it's not in balance right now, but it's repairing. And to have that time where you can just be in awe of what universal consciousness or God can do through us and how it can repair us, it's something to really marvel at and to be eternally grateful for.
It's so hard in these moments where you're describing like Night of the Dark Soul to apply these spiritual learnings. Like, we know all of this stuff intellectually, and when we're in a good space in life or just in daily life, maybe you run into challenges like someone cuts you off when you're driving, and you're able to temper your anger or frustration in that moment and be like, you know what? I hope they're okay. I hope they have a nice day. Like, that's an evolved reaction to that situation, but it's a totally different story when, like you described, your body has trapped you in this pain. And I think just watching you go through something like this has definitely made me more empathetic about what other people must be going through. Like, obviously, there are injuries, illnesses, disabilities of some kind of both the physical state and the emotional state. So I think ultimately it's obviously going to help us be, you know, better at helping other people, because now we have a new level of understanding just from going through these types of life experiences. But it just makes it more real about how hard it is to lift yourself up out of that and rise out of that darkness if you're truly in that bad state.
Agony is very difficult to get out of, but it doesn't mean you still can't be empathetic to others while you're in it. The first emergency room we went to, we arrived in an ambulance and they were packed, and I was left outside on this sort of like stretcher type gurney thing, not in a very comfortable position, too in pain to really communicate, and just shaking, all the muscles like trembling throughout my body. And but in that moment, I heard the baby crying, and like, it broke my heart. This poor child is just like bawling its eyes out. And I'm thinking, what is this poor baby going through? Like, so much trauma. And like, here I am complaining, I'm on this like little gurney. You know, it's like super, super sad, super emotional moment to hear that. And, you know, oh gosh, so many other moments that happen when you're like in the healthcare system and you're just sitting and praying for the people. I remember like this one guy next to me the first night at the second hospital. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges, but he sounded just like him. I mean, Samantha. I mean, just
he was a character.
He was a character. And, you know, he's just hitting the button trying to get pain meds, and he's got this really bad injury and no one really knows what to do with him. And I felt like a lot of time there was just sitting and just praying for him, or, you know, praying for the guy next to me, the next guy that came in that had broken ribs. And my time in the hospital, I found to be just full of prayer and meditation, which definitely helped me get through those moments, and just trying to be as open and loving as possible. But there reaches point where your voice does need to be raised. You do need to call for help. And, you know, the second emergency room we were at, I was there for 6 hours and sitting in this small chair, and my back was just shaking. My whole body was just shaking, and I just needed to lay down. And I was in so much agony, and I was begging to lay down on the floor. I said, please just let me lay down on the floor. Let me lay down on the floor. And finally, I just screamed out in agony. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I at that point, I just didn't know what to do. I couldn't contain it anymore. And that's tough. That's a tough spot to be in. You know, it doesn't feel good to have to react that way, but it's almost impossible at that moment for me not to call out for help.
Yeah, it was super intense. And I talked about that a little bit last week, how just no one was available. And I think what's been so hard about this, which we were talking about earlier, is most people think, oh, you have a little back pain, you know, you strained your back, like, you'll get over it, you'll get better. But what you're going through is so intense from a pain and just like how it's completely interrupted and halted your life for the past couple of weeks. It's hard for people to understand that experience and that level of pain and how traumatizing this has been. And I think we experienced that at the ER. We're still experiencing that with different people that we're talking to. And it can be really hard. I know, like, when I had my head injury, everyone validated, oh yeah, you must be in a lot of pain because your brain is bleeding. Like, I get that. But I think it can be hard for people. And I know probably people that are listening can connect with this, where you're dealing with some level of pain, whether it's a physical pain from an injury or it's an emotional pain that people can't understand or necessarily rationalize what you're experiencing. And that can be really frustrating. It almost adds insult to injury because the level of pain you might be experiencing is hard for other people to wrap their head around. And I think a lot of people are dealing with that kind of invisible pain where it's so hard to even explain it to people. And that it's not an easy process. But I think what's good is that the body does heal, the mind does heal, the spirit does heal with time. Like, it all takes time. And I know that when you're in the thick of it, you can feel like you're never going to get better. But Jim, I've seen you improve every day since we've been home. Like, at first you couldn't walk at all, like barely to the kitchen. Now you're taking small, short walks outside, granted very slowly and cautiously. But that's a huge improvement from when you're in the hospital.
Yeah, we all get such emotional and spiritual upgrades from these experiences. I mean, they all come with huge opportunity. It's very tough to find that opportunity when you're in a coffin of agony, but it's still there. I mean, there's an opportunity in that moment. I mean, if the opportunity in that moment was for me to hear that baby crying, and have empathy for that experience and have a deeper empathy for chronic pain, that's the gift. You know, there's so many gifts. I mean, that's just one small moment. But if you put all those micro moments together and all the lessons you learn from this, and you're right, you know, there's so many people out there that are suffering and don't feel like they're being heard or people don't understand or they even have someone to talk to. And that's sad. You know, you always should find someone to talk to if you're going through something. I know that, you know, my own experience with this, I've had some good conversations with Samantha and my parents, and my dad gave me some really awesome little spiritual pamphlets from Emmett Fox. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he was a spiritual teacher during the Great Depression. He's from Ireland. Famous for books like The Power of Constructive Thinking, Sermon on the Mountain, and he's got all these really cool pamphlets. One is called The Golden Key, and the other is The Seven, I think, Essential Elements of God. And my dad gave those to me, you know, after my injury, and they've been super helpful, but no one ever understands fully what we're going through. You know, the experiences that we have, the consciousness that we exist in, is independent to others. You know, we can guess how they feel. We might have had similar circumstances, but everything we go through is so truly unique. And I think that's why it's so important that we really take an active role in asking people questions, understanding what they're going through, learning about each other, because life is traumatic. There's always going to be trauma. Things happen physically and also emotionally. You know, trauma is part of life. It doesn't have to be a life sentence, but it doesn't mean working through it isn't hard. I know just for us, we were talking about it. I was like, I keep bouncing between the stages of grieving. And, you know, little things like that can be frustrating, but you just have to trust the process, trust your faith, and take every step very slowly and with gratitude and grace.
Very well said. Well, we will all be praying for you. I know I will be here giving you positive reinforcement, affirmations, love, being a listening ear. And I know everyone that's listening too, sending you all the good vibes. Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember that you have a choice. Take an active role in your own evolution. Know your true self.